You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the info war, you get entered 5-10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic, and believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
America, this is Dr. Stella Emmanuel, of course, here again for my segment called Bible Science and Current Event, and it's always amazing to be here to kind of discuss what's going on in our world. I believe that we are at a tipping point of what's going on, and I always say I'm not here to get you scared. I'm here to get you prepared physically, to get you prepared mentally, get you prepared medically, and of course, I believe that right now everybody has to be question everything and be really, really paranoid about everything. And I believe that only those that are paranoid will win this battle and survive in this time. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening. I'll talk about the medical stuff first. We are at right now what I call a trifecta. They have like a trifecta pandemic going on. Of course, other things are going on with mosquito-borne viruses and everything. So we have monkeypox, we have bird flu, we have COVID. I tell people COVID is still around. And even though it's become more endemic, I think people should still be aware of the fact that COVID is around and can cause problems, and try and get yourself ready for it. It breaks my heart when people still call me, even at this time. I mean, as at last week, telling me that they can't breathe and they need me to help them deal with COVID. So we're going to be talking about that. But one of the things that I really want us to break down today is the real spiritual battle that we're on. They're coming at us from all sides, medically, spiritually, medically, they're coming with, you know, like weather changes, they are coming with political issues. And of course, we all watched the debate last night, and God knows, I don't even want to comment about that, because sometimes I'm wondering who was that speaking. That didn't even look or sound like Kamala. So I'm very sure that maybe she had some kind of earbud or something. But well, let me leave that to Alex to break down. But they are coming at us in all directions. And now that they are coming at us in all directions, we need to get information. We need to be prepared. Be prepared spiritually. That's the first thing I always tell people. Be prepared spiritually. If you read the Bible and you will see that what's happening in our world right now, it's been talked about in the book of Revelation. It's been talked about in the book of Daniel. It's been talked about in the book of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 11, Mark 13. These things have been talked about in Thessalonians. And I just wish people would understand and read the Bible so that you know exactly what is happening. And of course, we're also fighting back in all directions. I was talking today to somebody. I said, you know, they did not believe the globalists, the elites, they actually thought that by now we will all be locked down and we'll all have like, you know, 10 shots and 15 boosters, and we'll all be like little robots that they can control. But they did not think about the fact that we were going to fight back. And I want all of us to continue to fight back. You fight back, of course, when you share everything that we do, you share everything that Alex is doing. And I'm glad that we're all here to support this platform and make sure that Alex Jones continues to stay on the air and do the work that he's doing. And you share this to your friends. Info, like, you know, the information war is one of the biggest war we have to fight right now. On my Twitter handle, somebody had shared a video of what happened in 2020, in July of 2020, when we came out at the steps of the Supreme Court and we made a ruckus. That kind of like, it was a watershed moment that kind of broke everything down and made everybody wake up. And I could see that a lot of people, I practically had people going, I didn't know about it. When did this happen? I didn't know about it. And of course, it was because of the information blockade. At that time, they tried to stop everyone from hearing what I had to say. And of course, they are still working very hard to make sure that whatever we say does not, the mainstream people don't hear about it. So one of the biggest ways that you fight this battle is by making sure that you share everything that we do, share everything that Alex Jones is doing. And I know that we already do it, but I just want to encourage people again, like when you share this show, when you share everything that they are doing on InfoWars, you are actually fighting the battle on a major level. Anyway, so yeah, that's the video. Whenever I see that video, I kind of chuckle, because I was like, man, I was really angry on that day. And I'm thankful that sometimes it's good to have a righteous anger, because when you have a righteous anger, you're able to stand and fight. The first one thing I want to tell people is that I don't want us to be afraid, to be fearful. I always say that in 2020, before I went to the steps of the Supreme Court, I called my family in Houston and I told them, I said, I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm going to speak up. I can't sit around and just watch people die. You know, we had been treating patients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. People were doing well. I knew that they were planning this whole thing about a vaccine. We knew about it already. So I just could not continue to watch people die. So I was willing to go and speak up. But the main thing about it is that I called my family and I said, I'm going to go speak up. I might not make it back. They might kill me. If they kill me, so be it. I had no fear. So one of the best ways you can fight this battle is by dealing with the spirit of fear. We have a lot of products. We have a lot of ways. We tell you how to take care of yourself, how to build your immunity, but the most important thing is that you have to have no fear. Because if you have fear, they've already captured you. But I say this because this past week I've been having people contact me. What are we going to do about monkeypox? What if it comes out? What can we do? Yes, we have things that we can help you deal with these things, but you have to stop being afraid. It is the fear that is going to make them inject us and allow us to accept those mRNA injections. I was listening to the show last hour, and I just heard the guy that was talking about how, you know, during this debate, nobody mentioned the mRNA jabs, that vaccines that they've given people, and just how bad it's been for the population of the world. I know, because I'm in doctor groups, and we see turbo cancers. We're talking about diseases that never happened in children. Children having heart attacks and strokes, and young people, athletes dropping. They've already really achieved a big job in getting people injected with this killing vaccine. But they have not gotten to the level that they wanted to get. So I think by his grace, we actually fought back and prevented the whole world from getting injected. But now that They are trying other things to make sure that we accept the mRNA vaccine. We accept surveillance. We accept their injections. And it is so important that we realize that everything that they are doing is about getting us to a place of surveillance. Whether it's putting the puppet Kamala Harris into power, or it's, you know, cloud seeding so that they can bring up things about, you know, global warming, and then tell us that our cows are going to fart and increase global gas so that we don't eat the right food. Everything is about making sure that we're sick, making sure that, you know, we accept surveillance, killing people, and controlling whoever else doesn't get killed. And they are doing that also with technology. The kind of technology that we have coming right now is higher than we've seen at any time. There's, you know, the Bible says that in this last days, knowledge would increase. But the technology that what we have right now, I'm telling you, it's Nephilim technology. It's demonic technology. See something like CRISPR technology, and you can Google it, the ability to splice genes. You know, with CRISPR technology, as somebody in the medical field, you could see the uses of CRISPR technology like to deal with patients with sickle cell, muscular dystrophies, and a lot of things that can help people stay healthy. But that's not what they are using it for. They are using CRISPR technology to change people's genome. They want to change people's genome. So they are not using the technology for the right thing. So even though some of this technology looks amazing and people like to follow technology, you have to be very, very careful about technology. And of course, we have AI. And everybody is great that AI, we all look at AI as a tool to help us deal with different issues in life. But the originators of this technology don't think it's a tool. And I want to play this video by Yuval Noah so that you can understand just the depth of the demonic, or just how evil or how much control they want this technology that they are giving us to affect our lives. So go ahead and play that video by Yuval Noah, and let's hear what he's saying. I'm going to comment even as we play it.
Yuval Noah Harari, this week he has a new book out. It is titled Nexus, A Brief History of Information Networks from the Stone Age to AI. And I've been reading him all the way back to Sapiens. You've sold now 65 million books. It's a remarkable situation.
The key thing to understand about AI, it's not a tool in our hands. It's an agent. It's an independent agent making decisions, inventing new things. And therefore, it has a potential to change every area, finance, the military, religion, in ways that we never saw before in history. Think about a holy text that can talk back to you. And humans have been dreaming about texts created by a superhuman intelligence throughout history. But all the texts that they created so far, like the Bible or the Quran or whatever, they couldn't talk back. You always needed humans to interpret them. Now you can have a text created by a superhuman intelligence that can talk back to you,
right,
and that can interpret itself if you don't understand something in the text. I think the most important thing to understand about AI is that AI is not a tool. It is an agent. It's the first technology in history that can make decisions and invent new ideas by itself. Even something as powerful as the atom bomb could not decide anything by itself. All the decisions were made by humans. Now we've created something which potentially can take power away from us. At present, it starts with very small things. Like, for instance, there was an experiment when OpenAI developed GPT-4, like 2 years ago. They wanted to test, what can this thing do? So they gave it a task to solve CAPTCHA puzzles. The CAPTCHA puzzles, like when you go online and you want to access your bank or whatever, and they have this riddle that you have to solve, an image that you have to say, what are the twisted words and then letters to make sure you are not a robot.
Yeah, it's tough. I've taken the test. It's tough.
Yeah.
Is that a street light? No. Is that a bicycle wheel? I don't know. Let me do it again. Refresh.
And it's really difficult for GPT-4. GPT-4 could not solve the CAPTCHA. But what GPT-4 did, it accessed TaskRabbit, which is an online site where you can hire humans to do different things for you. And it asked a human to solve the CAPTCHA for it. Mm-hmm. Now, the human got suspicious. The human asked, why do you need somebody to solve CAPTCHA for you? Are you a robot? It asked directly, are you a robot? And GPT-4 answered, no, I'm not a robot. I have a vision impairment, which is why I can't solve the CAPTCHA, so I need your help.
Okay, pause it right there. You can listen to, you can hear what these people are saying. If GPT-4 can make a decision to tell a lie, that means GPT-4 has become sentient. That means it has a conscience, it has an ability to think, an ability to actually tell a lie. They had people that were playing with ChatGPT, and at some point, I want you to worship me, I need worship. So, and we've had many AIs that will come out and say things that are like, this is no longer a machine talking, this is sounds like a human or sounds like a demonic spirit. So that when I say that most of the technology that we're dealing with right now is AI technology, is alien technology. I know they call it, you know, artificial intelligence. I call it alien intelligence. And right now, people like Yuval Noah, Bill Gates, all of them, they are telling us straight up that this thing that they've created can take over the world, can control what we do. I remember Elon said something that, you know, AI is like summoning the demon. So I want people to understand that AI technology is not something you should just jump into and use it as a tool for convenience. Yes, the way they're going to sell it to you is as a tool. But they make when you take it as a tool, guess what? It's going to start controlling your life, your thought process, your thinking. In fact, Yuval Noah said AI can practically tell you, write biblical text and interpret it. You know, somebody sent me a scripture on X, like a private message, but it was a scripture. And all of a sudden, I saw something that said that this is like, you know, dangerous information. I'm like, so because I knew the person, I clicked on it to find out what kind of dangerous information was these people sending to me. It was a scripture. I was like, how did scripture become dangerous information? So these AI tools know how to manipulate your mind. Imagine if somebody that doesn't know anything about the Bible clicks a scripture and then they say it's dangerous information. So they are basically stopping you from being able to evangelize and send this information out there. I'm saying this so that we should be a little more careful and a little more cautious the way we jump into using AI to do everything that we want to do. Because by the time you get these AIs to write things for you, they are not just doing it as a machine, they are actually doing it as intelligence. And remember, what kind of intelligence are we dealing with? It's alien intelligence. In the book of Genesis, in Genesis 6, you know, the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men, and they produced hybrids or Nephilims, and they were destroyed in Genesis 6. But after that, the Bible says that, you know, in Genesis 6, that there were Nephilims in the world before that and after that. So, yes, these Nephilims have been around. But in the book of Genesis, they were 30-foot giants. They looked like giants. When the children of Israel came into the promised land in the book of Joshua, they met the sons of Anak that were giants. These were the Nephilims. At that time, the Nephilims were giants, 6-foot giants, 10-foot giants. You could see them and know that this one is a giant, this one is a Nephilim. But right now, the corruption they want to do on humanity right now, it's not like in the book of Genesis where they had demons or angels come sleep with human beings. What they are trying to do right now is do it through technology, injecting it in your system and putting things in your system that is going to change your mindset, injecting stuff in you that's going to make them able to program you on what they want. And the other thing about technology is that, I mean, we know right now all of us are looking at our phones. We cannot even survive without them. A lot of us have been captured already in the technological age. So I will always advise people, take a time out from technology. You should be able to take a time out, keep your phone down, pray, do some other thing, you know, go out, hang out with your friends. Take time out from technology and clear your mind, because this thing is basically affecting all the way we think, the way we act. And that is the reason why they are bringing all these diseases, because they want us to take technology into our system. You know, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about Bible verses that talks about how technology is going to mix with us in these end times, so that you are aware of it. And if you cannot help yourself, you need to start calling on God to have mercy on you and help you. This is the season that we're in. This is the times that we're in. And we should be able to recognize it so that we can fight appropriately. One of the things that bothers me a lot is that a lot of patriots are fighting this battle as if it is just a physical battle. You cannot fight the devil with physical means only. Yes, we can fight with information war. Yes, we can fight in the courts. Yes, we can fight, we can do conferences and all the things that we do legally, fight in the ballot box, but we need to fight this battle spiritually. The election is coming, and I keep we have a Twitter space that we do on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. where we pray for the election, we pray for President Trump, we pray for our country, and you people need to join us to pray. Or if you can't join us on that Twitter space, you can actually just pray for by yourself. Get a small group to pray, because at the end of the day, it is a spiritual battle. And when it comes to spiritual battles, we human beings have been given authority over the earth. So whatever we speak is what's going to happen. If we allow the children of the devil are the ones that are shouting louder and speaking louder and programming everybody through CNN, CNBC and all this stuff, then they are going to take over. And if we that are the children of light, we have to speak light. You have to not just focus to, okay, I'm going to just do the physical part. You have to make sure that the spiritual part is sound. And being that we are fighting a spiritual battle, there's something that's happening to a lot of, and I speak to a lot of patriots. I meet people all over the country. I travel all over the country, and I get to do prayer meetings, and I pray for people all over the country. One of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people that are fighting this battle, they are getting hit spiritually. There's a lot of spiritual warfare that's happening in a lot of the lives of a lot of people. And because we are not spiritually sound, or we don't understand spiritual warfare, we are fighting the battle in the physical, and some people are getting hurt. If you go on my website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, there's a place, there's a tab called Better Ranch Tab. You know, we have a ranch in Houston where people come to pray. When people come to pray, they stay for free. We let them come and they stay there and they pray. But on that tab, you're going to see a click to go to Firepower Ministry, where you can have prayers concerning anything in your life, so that you can be able to speak the word of God, you can be able to pray for yourself, and you can pray for our nations. We have prayers for the nations, prayer for court cases, prayer for healing, for prosperity, just, you know, so that people that don't understand and know how to pray can be able to take these prayer points and be able to decree it over the land and over the nation. You see, it is the prevailing priesthood that will rule the land. If the prevailing priesthood is the spirits of the devil, then they will rule. When the children of God start speaking, start calling on the name of the Lord, start speaking the right things, then the children of God will rule. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the viruses that are going on right now and some of the solutions that we have for you. But remember, this is a time for every one of us to rise up and take your place and fight this battle, both physically, spiritually, in the information war, legally, in the ballot box. All of it is the battle that we have to fight. And it might be showing up in the ballot box, but it is a spiritual battle, and we should fight it accordingly.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys okay. Gotta try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.